with the Daily Dose for January 18th. Genesis 37:11 says, "His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind." Joseph may have made a big mistake in telling his brothers and parents the details of his dreams. The natural jealousies of sibling rivalry were already inflamed by Jacob's special treatment of Joseph as compared to his brothers. Now, the seeming haughtiness of Joseph moved his brothers to murderous thoughts. Nonetheless, Jacob had enough sense to realize that the outlandish dreams his young son had had may in fact have been divinely revealed prophecy. Knowing that God is often at work beyond the ways and comprehension of men, Jacob found his God-trained spirit catching the hint of truth in Joseph's dreams. So he, quote, "kept the matter in mind," unquote, for a later time when the truth would unfold itself fully. How often do we see things the way we want them to be seen, shaped, and distorted by our own peculiar perspectives? How often do we see only a disaster at hand in our difficult circumstances, forgetting that God is at work to bring together good for us? Remember Romans 8:28. Should we not instead keep the matter in mind, waiting for God to make known his good, pleasing, and perfect will? Think about it, you who are privileged to be parents. Your kids, at home or as adults, may be at a difficult stage in their lives, but in your own anxiety over them, give God the time to do his merciful work. You may dislike the work you are doing intensely, but are you keeping the matter in mind and learning to be content with what God has given you, knowing that when the time is right, he will either lead you to new circumstances or change your heart? Keep the matter in mind. Blessings, and keep on reading.